Fitness, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS this morning. We're going to focus on the city of Murfreesboro. Our Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland is with us. This, of course, is 9/11 Patriot Day. And we want to remind you that there has already been an early morning memorial service over at Middle Tennessee State University dealing with Patriot Day. There's another one coming up at 9 o'clock this morning over at the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. You do have time to get there for that one, 9 o'clock this morning, and that's at the jail at 940 New Salem Highway. It will be right beside the Patriot Monument right there at the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, and that's a wonderful monument. It includes a piece of the skyscraper of one of the Twin Towers, a piece of the steel beam structure there. We were one of the few areas to get a portion of that, and it is on display permanently at that location. Mayor, good morning to you.
Morning. My pleasure to be here.
A very somber day today, and back in 2001 when this occurred, we vowed we're never going to forget this day, and I think that's ingrained deep in our hearts.
Yeah, you know, I think starting, I was reading last night and going into today, it's something that you try to explain, like, to your younger kids on what happened. I was laying in bed last night with my little one, and he was, you know, asking about September 11th, and I was telling him about a terrorist attack, and he didn't understand what that meant, so I was explaining, and I think it's good for us to make sure and let you know, let our younger generation, but also all of us, never forget what happened that day. And, you know, I again, reading this morning, there are 22 firefighters who lost their lives just this year in 9/11 related deaths and illnesses and those things. So there are families, there are emergency service providers, obviously our men and women who are fighting overseas, here and abroad. I don't think it's something we ever forget what they're doing, the sacrifices they're making.
Keeping America free, keeping us safe and secure so that your children, our children, grandchildren can live without fear.
Yeah, and I was talking this morning at the MTSU event, and you try to relive back where you were, and you go through, you know, these stages. You're in disbelief at first. You know, whenever it came across the news that a plane had hit the World Trade Center, you know, I thought it was like a Cessna or something had hit it, a smaller single-engine plane. And then you see what happened, and then you're in amazement. Then you're completely surprised. Then you go through seeing that it's a terrorist attack, and you're still in disbelief and shock. And then, I admitted this today, you still have a sense of anger that, you know, you don't ever understand or get over why someone would do that to innocent people. And I think that's something as a community, we never want to take for granted the freedoms we have in this country, but also the men and women, our firefighters, police officers, our military, the people who work in emergency services, our ambulance staff, our emergency service providers, to take into account what they do for us. So it's not necessarily what happened on 9/11. It's what they do for us every day. And I would argue that there's not been a time in our country where it's more dangerous to be a police officer, a firefighter, emergency service provider, and that's something we need to take into consideration and keep those men and women in our prayers.
Oh, very definitely. I mean, there's not a day goes by that people are not out to get them. I mean, they are not looked at always by everyone as helping others.
Sure.
That's a sad statement. But I guess that feeling is what lulled us into maybe allowing 9/11 to happen. We had no idea that we were vulnerable.
And you know, I'm the rule follower in our family, and you know, it's easy when you go on a flight, or it's easy when you go through a security checkpoint, that you get frustrated because, you know, it takes extra time. And I was reminding someone in our family the other day when we were traveling that they were frustrated. Our TSA didn't work, and you know, they're having to take their shoes off and belt off, and you know, you could see that frustration. And I'm like, seriously, you're gonna fuss about this? That they're trying to keep us safe. They're doing their job. And I don't think our country will ever be the same. I don't think our world will ever be the same. And that's something that you know, I vowed today when I was talking to the people at MTSU that, you know, as long as I'm mayor, I'm going to do everything, and I know the council feels this way, that we can, to support our emergency service providers. That's what keeps Murfreesboro safe.
And we are fortunate to have these emergency responders we have. I've said many times, they are different from the counties around us, very different. They do a very professional job, but they do it with heart.
Absolutely. You know, you've got a large organization. Over 50% of the employees in the city of Murfreesboro are related to our police and fire department. And you think about that, you have 890, almost 900 individuals. You've got 450, 500 people every single day that their sole purpose is to protect this community. And if that doesn't make you proud, I don't know what will.
Our hats off to all of the emergency responders, police, fire, ambulance, all of you. Do a phenomenal job, and our prayers with all of you.
Amen.
Tell us a little about some of the other things that here in the community, and if anybody has questions or comments, welcome. You're welcome to call us, 615-893-1450. Your recollections of 9/11, too. We will always remember that, so let's don't let that slip away. I was hearing this morning earlier on the show, the waking crew was talking about some of the things that were happening, and they mentioned everyone born after 2001, they would have a hard time to relate to it.
Sure.
And I'm sure that's true. I mean, I can relate to things that happened when I was growing up, but as far as World War II or any of those things, I know they happened, I've read about them, but it's not the same as being there and remembering it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was not born when World War II or Vietnam. I don't remember Vietnam. I was born in 74. You know, I remember the Gulf War. I remember those things. But I do think it's our obligation to make sure, and we educate our children about the history. I mean, what's happened? We've spent so much time with our kids going over, you know, the past, on, you know, what happened and how we learn from those things. And I think as a country, we continue to do that.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Mayor Shane McFarland. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you for listening.
Thank you first for taking my call. And I have a question. We all know that the Greenway in Murfreesboro is a wonderful asset. It's a great way to get away from the hustle and bustle of city life, which leads to my question. Is why have we allowed the developers of the West Point development to clear cut all the trees up to the Greenway? You know, they haven't left a buffer of trees. And now my question is, are they going to continue to cut the trees as they develop that area along the Greenway?
Are you talking about the property that's along the interstate where Highway 99 is located?
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. That's a good question. You know, I think our Greenway is one of the biggest treasures we have in Murfreesboro. I mean, obviously, we support the Greenway however we can. I've spent a lot of time on the Greenway. And there's a balance between that. You know, you walk down West College Street the Greenway on West College Street, and you see where maybe there's some better opportunities to clean up some of the areas around there. But I mean, there's a thing that we have to be able to balance, and it's the thing with the Greenway that's tough. Like, you look at the Greenway portion that's out along Barfield. You know, that property was originally, and Bart, I know you know this, that property is private property that butts up to the Greenway. So there is only so much that we as a city can stop on private property. I mean, there's a buffer area that a developer cannot encroach when it comes to the river, and that's not mandated by the city. That's mandated by the state and the federal government. But you know, there's a balancing right between someone's property rights and someone's you know the public interest on the Greenway. So, I think when you go by the Greenway, you walk down Barfield, you walk down you know the new section that comes from Old Fort Park. There's a good balance between open area and then property where someone owns that. I mean, I would put it back. The toughest thing I've ever had to deal with on the Greenway, and it's something I've always struggled with, is if I buy a piece of property that backs up to the river. Obviously, that's something that I think is valuable, and that I want the property where if I want to go down to the river, and then we come in as a city and we take that property that someone has, and they no longer own that property or have the access to the river that they once had. So I think it's a balancing act between private and public partnerships.
So they had the right to do that since this was their land.
That's their land, and we can't. There's a movement out on, I see on social media now, that we should be going out buying green space and preserving green space. And as a city, we do that wherever we possibly can do that. When we work with the developers, when they develop the property, to work through and keep green space. But, the plain fact is the city does not have the ability to go buy private property all over the city to preserve green space. We just can't do that. And so what we try to do is work with developers to be able to preserve green space where we can preserve it. And I think we have a good track record of doing that. Now, is it enough to some people? No. Bart, I say this, and I'm not trying to be facetious when I say this, but I moved here in 1992. There are 40,000 people who are here in this city. We have closer to 160,000 people that are in this city now. So, the majority of the people that I speak to, there's less than 10% when I speak to someone who are from the city. And it's really tough that when, I moved here and the people who were here before me allowed the growth to happen for people like me to move here, and then at the same time for us to say we don't need anyone else to move in. That's tough to be able to do that.
Let me ask you this. How would, and I'm just, this ran through my mind, and I have a strange mind. How is this different, what the caller was concerned about? How is this different from what the, Planning Commission or codes does when you develop land and you tell people you have to plant so much trees, you have to plant so much greenery? How is that different from saying you can't get rid of the greenery, a certain buffer area that's already there? How is they're both greenery?
It's the same thing. I mean, whenever a development comes in, if there's not an adequate buffer in place, we will require a buffer to be put in. Whether that's in technical terms, whether it's a type B or C buffer or whatever that buffer is, but naturally, if a buffer is already in place, so if we have a tree line or we have a forest or something that's already in place, we don't want that to be touched. And that's something that I think if you've watched the council meetings before, or if you've watched the Planning Commission meetings, both bodies have been very consistent to say if something is there, we don't want it torn. We don't want that torn down. We want to keep it there. And that's what we'll continue to do.
This tree line that he is referring to, the listener, was that totally taken away?
I don't think so. They have cleared a lot of land along that interchange. But no, I think when you go up to the river, there's no possible way legally that they can clear cut all the way down to the river. I mean, that just can't happen. So I'm sure, yes, they have cleared straight to where there's a buffer line that they have to stop, but the buffers would stay in place.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Mayor Shane McFarland.
Good morning. I'm going to fuss a little, too. I'll try to be quick. It bothers me a little bit when I read our paper and see what's happening in areas like out there where they put the distillery in. The people in that area did not want it, and the council voted it, and I suppose it's there. And now this over here on Warrior Drive, where I've read in the paper that they're going to bring the road out right over on River Rock in a residential neighborhood. And that is shameful.
You're talking about the bridge, the proposed bridge?
Well, they say they're going to build a bridge for this road because mm-hmm. we're going to get a Costco. Well, we be, you know, we got a Sam's, but let's have more stuff. But, I really think the mayor's heart is good. I feel like he's doing good things for Murfreesboro and has a good heart. And I think the council does, too. But I am a little concerned that a lot of the council members and the mayor, they all live in one, most of them, in one area in our city. And I know that you look out for everybody, but I know when Haynes Drive was going to be widened, and you can correct me, it didn't happen because the people didn't want it, and I'm glad they didn't because that's a nice street like it is. But it just seems shameful to bring a road that's going to have a lot of cars and you know, right out onto River Rock. Somehow, if you could circle it around some way. I mean, I've seen them taking all the trees down.
So let me tell you the rationale, and I appreciate your comments. The rationale. Absolutely. The rationale with having that road coming onto River Rock is not for necessarily people to be able to go from Highway 99 to River Rock. I think anyone who lives in that area, and I appreciate the comment of, you know, there's a lot of council members who live on the north side of town, but I can tell you from sitting up on that council for almost 16 years, we don't make decisions based on where we live. We do what we think is right based on what the staff is bringing to us. But, you know, I don't think anyone in this community would argue that one of the worst intersections in the city of Murfreesboro is River Rock and Cason Lane, where you've got two, you know, red lights within 50 or 60 yards of one another. So the goal with having those roads is where the residents of that area can get to other places in Murfreesboro without having to go through major interchanges. So that's really what the goal is to be able to alleviate traffic on River Rock and Cason Lane in that area, where if you need to get back to the interstate or you need to get to other areas to shop or do whatever you want to do, you can go that direction. Because I guarantee you, people are not going to go from where some of those proposed businesses are to go back out to get to the interstate by going to the worst intersection in town on River Rock and Cason Lane. It's going to be the opposite direction, where people are trying to get to their subdivision quicker and easier. So I get what you're saying there. You know, no one likes new stuff or change coming in. The Haynes Drive was brought up. I tell you, you know, I drive that road every day. I was the only one on the council when Haynes Drive was supposed to be widened at the same time DeJarnett Lane was widened. It was a mistake for us not to widen that road. There's 16,000 or 17,000 cars that are on that road, or I think the last traffic count was 13,000 cars. That road has no sidewalks. It has no drainage. There are numerous wrecks at the Sulphur Springs and the Haynes Drive interchange. There's numerous wrecks that are at the Regency Park Drive and Haynes intersection, Region Wood Drive and Sulphur Springs and Haynes Drive. So, you know, it's at some point that Haynes Drive corridor is the only corridor for someone to get from 96 over to Thompson Lane without driving all the way down to Thompson Lane or coming back to Northfield. So I really appreciate what the caller's saying, and you know, that's how we try to mesh all the change with making sure that the community's getting better.
We have a text here from a listener who's asking, can we support a second full-size hospital? They say that it's obvious Vanderbilt is moving into the area. They're building a children's hospital that's almost finished now, across from the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. Vanderbilt Heart has a full-size, self-standing building, and Vanderbilt Hospital has also just acquired over 80 acres of land on Veterans Parkway. Can we support a second full-service hospital?
You know, I would say that if the medical community, I'm sure, has done their research and Vanderbilt wouldn't have bought 80 acres if they didn't think so. Now, I have not heard anything saying that Vanderbilt's going to build a new hospital. I've not heard that. Now, I do know that the Westlawn development out on Veterans Parkway, there's a 50,000-square-foot medical building that's being built in Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and St. Thomas is expanding their footprint. And the reason they're doing that is to try to be able to provide those medical services for areas of the community so they don't have to drive over to the hospital. So, you know, I do think that Murfreesboro, and what you've seen, and this is really nationally what you're seeing, I think you're seeing the rural hospitals that are struggling because, you know, if you're in a surrounding rural community and you're going to have a surgery, are you going to stay, for instance, in a rural hospital to go have that surgery, or are you going to come to, you know, Murfreesboro, a different region to do that? So I think that's what you're really seeing.
Our phone number, 615-893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Doing fine.
I just wanted to call and give my remembrances to 9/11. I've got a friend of mine that his daughter's birthday today. She was born on 9/11, 2001. That was her birth. She was born that day, and so she turns 18 today, and everything. And I remember I was parking in Fayetteville, Tennessee then, and I remember waking up that morning, getting ready for work, and seeing, I turned on television, the news, to see what was going on, and I remember seeing, I think it was maybe the second tire had gotten hit, or the plane had went into it, and I remember just getting ready for work that day and going to work that day. And I remember being at work, and I remember everybody at work at their desk listening to the radio, trying to see what was going on. People didn't know what was really happening, but listening to the radio that day, listening to all the news, and I don't think anybody got any work done that day because they were trying to listen to the news and what was going on, what was happening. And everybody kept saying, we're going to go to war pretty soon. We're going to be at war pretty soon. Of course, we were. And then, of course, we still where they really are over in Afghanistan and Iraq. But that's kind of my remembrance. Like I said, a friend of mine, his daughter was born that day, and she turns 18 today, her 18th birthday today.
So something for them and for all of you to constantly remember. Thank you for sharing that. We're going to pause just a moment to check on the traffic and weather. We'll be back. If you have any questions, if you have any comments dealing with the city of Murfreesboro, give us a call. 615-893-1450. We'll be right back.
And the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Teaching a class full of innocent children, or driving down some cold interstate. Did you feel guilty cause you're a survivor? In a crowded room, did you feel alone? Did you call up your mother and tell her you loved her? Did you dust off that Bible at home?
The Dave Ramsey Show, where debt is dumb, cash is king, and the paid-off home mortgage has taken the place of the BMW.
Weekdays from 1 to 4 on WGNS.
I'm Peter Demas, inviting you to eat with our family at Demas's Restaurant. We're seeing a huge number of our customers that are allergic to gluten or at least gluten sensitive, and we've always had a great gluten-free menu, and so we now have gluten-free spaghetti, and many of our sauces are gluten-free. So it's a great place to go if you're gluten sensitive or you have celiac disease and you can't eat gluten at all. This is Peter Demas. Come eat with my family at Demas's Restaurant, Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Hi, this is Dave at Music World and Drummer's Den in Murfreesboro. We're the premier drum store in the area. Our Ludwig drum line is celebrating its 110th anniversary for 2019, and we carry Yamaha and Gretsch drums as well. Zildjian and Sabian cymbals, Meinl, and a full line of auxiliary and Latin percussion products. Hi, everyone. This is Dave Kivenimi, inviting you to come by our store, Music World and Drummer's Den, on Church Street in Murfreesboro, across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Good morning. Heavy traffic out here continues to flow 24 westbound here by Walden Road, Sam Ridley Parkway, trying to get towards Nashville. 840's got a lot of traffic, obviously, over towards Franklin, Williamson County. Traffic still holding up out here right now on Las Casas Pike, working your way inbound. Hey, around the neighborhood oil change can come to you at home or work, saving you time and money. Call 709-2645. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Thank you, Chuck. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
For this afternoon, we'll see a chance of scattered thunderstorms across the area, otherwise some sunshine and a high of 97. Later on tonight, we'll see a chance of storms and a low of 70. I'm Nick Carlisle on News Radio WGNS. Right now it's 71.
Experience real hometown banking. I'm Shelly Rigsby, manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We are at 2230 Mercury Boulevard. We are a local community bank. We offer a personal one-on-one experience with each of our customers that you will not be able to get with the larger institutions. Come see us at the Bank Murfreesboro Calls First. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
Start your mornings with WGNS. Weekday mornings at 9, The Truman Show. Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett. Weekday mornings at 10 on the stations of WGNS.
Have you forgotten when those towers fell? We had neighbors still inside, going through a living hell. And we vowed to get the ones behind Bin Laden. Have you forgotten?
This is the day we will never forget. We will always remember 9/11. It brought America closer together, brought Murfreesboro closer together. Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland is our guest this morning. If you have a question or a comment dealing with 9/11 or the city of Murfreesboro, give us a shout. 615-893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS with the mayor. How are you today?
Thank you. Good. I was just curious. I know the council had a retreat over in Franklin a while back, and I was wondering if he could tell us a little bit about what they discussed.
What about that?
Yeah, thank you. We had a council retreat in Arrington, and that was a couple weeks ago. And I tell you, to be honest with you, most of y'all know I've always try to make sure and tell you what I'm thinking. I was not looking forward to going to this. It was a day and a half event, and, you know, I'm not much of a self-help person to sit and, you know, listen to someone talk about philosophy, and it's just not me. And so I'll tell you, it was one of the best things that we've ever done as a council. We got to talk about all the different, not necessarily issues. We didn't really talk about individual specific issues, but we came up with really what we felt like as a city that the things that we need to focus on in the next 25 years. So we came up with what we would say five pillars that we, you know, we committed that we're going to work on. One, quality education, and we're going to talk about, you know, how we collaborate better with the county or different organizations to be able to provide education at a better and continue with the quality we have. Infrastructure, so that's transportation, that's water, sewer, fiber, all these different things as you build a city, road projects that we want to be able to work on those. Public safety, making sure that Murfreesboro continues to be one of the safest places in the state and the country to live in. Economic development. We want to make sure that, You know, I made this comment the other day, and the person I was talking to, you could see their head drop a little bit, but I meant it. It's not our job as leaders of Murfreesboro to make the drive from Murfreesboro to Nashville better. That's not our job. Now, if we can help with that, we want to help with that, but our job is to be able to get those jobs that people are driving to Nashville to get them to stay in Murfreesboro. So, you know, spending $1,450 per family to improve the peak time in the peak times of I-24, I mean, we want to help with TDOT to be able to do those things, but I'd rather be able to use that those resources to keep jobs in Murfreesboro. And then the last thing, the fifth pillar, is city branding. You know, when you think of Murfreesboro, what do you think of? And what we can do to brand our city better, not only to our residents so they know what Murfreesboro is, but to, you know, to future residents in Murfreesboro.
Our phone number is 615-893-1450, and you're on WGNS with Mayor Shane McFarland. Good morning.
Yes, I had a question. I've got a ticket recently, well, the first week of July, from a Murfreesboro city officer, and it was for being on my phone talking, but not texting. Number one, I didn't know about that new law. I know about it now, about not talking, but I got two questions. Isn't there a small window there when a new law goes into effect? We can ask for some leniency on that. And number two, I thought the first offense on being on your phone was $50, but my ticket is for $60. Why is that?
I don't know. I don't think there's a grace period. I think once a law is enacted, there's a drop-dead date, so I don't think there's a grace period. I don't know about the $50 or $60. I know that a city fine, the most we can fine someone's $50, but I'm not sure if that how it's broken down. But if you want to email me, smcfarland@murfreesborotn.gov, I'll get you the answer to your question.
Okay, great. And do you know if it goes on our record, our driving record? I've gotten two different answers on that, like, you know, when you get to point.
If you'll
like a speeding list,
Email me, I'll find out. I'll send that to our city judge. I don't know the answer on that.
Okay. Well, thank you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. And by the way, if you could email us the answer, we can put that in our news
as
well.
Absolutely.
Because other people probably have that same question. And by the way, next Wednesday at this time, folks from the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office will be on so we can address that question again. Good morning. You're on WGNS with the mayor.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You remember a few years ago they was talking about widening Braidable Pike. That seemed like that fell through. Are they going to go back to that? I think that they should do that. They should have already done it due to the pedestrian traffic, the bicyclists through there. I know they said something about it around 2014, 15 or so, that I didn't hear anything else about it. Are they going to go back to that?
We had a fatality.
Yeah, that's in process. Not many people realize that Bradyville Pike is a state road. So it's not a city road. So I know I'll get Mr. Huddleston may be listening, or Mr. Griffith, and they can text me. But I think that is going through right-of-way acquisition, which is part of the process on being able to start the widening on that. But that'll be a state project. That won't be a city project. But we are pushing forward on that.
Thank you for calling. Our number is 615-893-1450. You can talk or text. We have a text question here. How is the progress on the landfill? Is it almost full?
The last number I heard was 5 years. That's one of the things we talked about at our council retreat, on which direction the city of Murfreesboro is going. I know I've had numerous conversations with Mayor Ketron, and I know that they are working on that. There's not, or we all are. There's not anything definitive that I've seen yet, but it's not full. But that's not to say that we're still not planning in the next 4 to 5 years to be able to make our path on what we'll do moving forward.
Do you foresee Murfreesboro ever extending the city limits out to the landfill area? To Walter Hill, to that area, because the city parks already own the Walter Hill Recreation Area, right there beside the dam. And the Parks, Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation, has a greenway there.
Yeah, I mean, we're already out in that area. We're on the opposite side of where the landfill is. You know, you've got Armstrong Valley Road, or excuse me, Central Valley Road, Leanna Swamp Road. You know, the city owns a bunch of property that's the Coleman Farm and the Jordan Farm that's out there that we use to spray reuse water. So, you know, the Cherry Lane Project, that whole area out there, the city limits are already out there. You know, we took over the Walter Hill Park from the county many, many years ago, just honestly because the county had said, hey, look, y'all do a better job keeping up with this park. And that's where we work with, you know, Bart Gordon, Senator Alexander, to be able to extend that North Murfreesboro Greenway section that's out there to Walter Hill, and the horse trails and all of that that go all along the river. So I don't anticipate that we would be extending to the, I guess it would be the east side of Jefferson Pike. I don't think you'll see us, you know, we go down Compton Road right now, and there's lots of city property that has been developed in that area. I don't foresee us going in, out Jefferson Pike.
Here's another text from a listener, and they're asking about the development of the old First Methodist Church downtown. How is the progress on that? They had followed that closely with actions in the city council meetings, but they say they just don't see too much happening.
Yeah, we closed on the property about 2 months ago, so the city does not own the property anymore. They're going through the development process right now. There was an article, they may have been WGNS, that I read a couple of days ago that showed sort of the process. You know, Bart, I only read WGNS. That's the y'all's website. The other ones, I'll keep my mouth shut.
Thank you for doing that.
Not that I would advertise, you know, for WGNS, but that process is going on. I think that the timeline I saw the other day was that by 2020 they were scheduled to have. It's a 100-unit hotel. You've got retail, you've got office space, and I want to say it was 58 or 60 living spaces that would be in there, and an underground or a garage that would be built. And you know, I think that the development went to the IDB the other day to get a pilot program, which is, or a tax incremental financing. And that's a big word to be able to say that they are going to build something that's a public infrastructure. In other words, they're going to build a parking garage that we don't have to build, but they're going to get incentives to be able to build that. So, you know, it's crazy. The same people who will hammer the city council or that industrial development board on providing incentives are the same people that tell us that we need to be able to have private-public partnerships. And that's exactly what we're doing on this, is having a public-private partnership that the taxpayers don't have to pay to build that facility. And the great answer, or the great thing, is the taxpayers will reap the benefits of the development that goes down there, not only from sales tax, but just the ability to be able to rise, you know, raise the level, or you know, a rising tide raises all ships. So you have a $70 million development that goes downtown. It's just common sense that everything else starts coming up at the same time.
And that sort of goes along with your thoughts that you shared a while back dealing with those 5K special phone poles, that the units that are placed on the phone pole. We talk about how great Chattanooga has been, but that's the taxpayers who paid for all of that. This is being
$390 million is what they spent in Chattanooga. This has to be subsidized by the taxpayer. So what we've tried to be able to do is find ways that we can partner with the private sector to be able to provide those services.
Our phone number is 615-893-1450. We're going to pause for just a moment, check on the weather, and we'll be back with the wrap-up. So if you have a thought, you better get it in quickly. 615-893-1450. Talk or text, whichever way you want to go.
Now, more than ever, start your mornings with WGNS. The Action Line with Bart Walker. Weekday mornings at 8:10 on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
This is Lisa Halliburton with Bell Jewelers. We're celebrating our 140th year in business. My daughter, Taylor Halliburton, will be joining us the 1st of September. She's out in California right now getting her gemology degree at the Gemological Institute of America. So when she graduates at the end of August, she will be a graduate gemologist. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, here in Murfreesboro.
Hearing Aid and Audiology Services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
And appreciate all the patients that's been coming in and seeing us and trying the new products.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
People comment all the time that they probably would not have moved forward with hearing aids if they didn't get a chance to try them first. Because it's a big purchase, but it's a life-changing purchase.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
With Hearing Aid and Audiology Services, 608 East Clark Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Hi, this is Willie from Smith Brothers Car Wash. We're a family-owned business. I'm here basically every day of the week. And, you know, if you have any questions or comments or anything, I'll be happy to help you and answer any questions that you have. As the summer comes along, it's going to get hotter and hotter. And, you know, if you're dressed nice in your suit, you're in your dress, you don't want to be outside and vacuuming your own car and getting all sweaty. So bring your car here and let us do the work so that you can stay inside in the air conditioning. We're located at 1103 Memorial Boulevard. Smith Brothers Car Wash.
Luxurious and yet affordable senior living at the Villages of Murfreesboro. We're around the corner from the Avenue and Gateway Shopping. You'll get three meals a day, housekeeping, plus we're near the doctor's offices, the hospital, and more. I'm Sue Hall. Try the Villages of Murfreesboro for at least 2 weeks and decide for yourself. No strings attached. We're on Willow Oak Trail near the Stones River Battlefield. TheVillagesOfMurfreesboro.com.
For this afternoon, we'll see a chance of scattered thunderstorms across the area, otherwise some sunshine and a high of 97. Later on tonight, we'll see a chance of storms and a low of 70. I'm Nick Carlisle on News Radio WGNS. Right now it's 71.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Did you know we specialize in commercial and fleet business? We're equipped to handle all of your company's automotive needs. Download our Tire World app today for free oil changes and electronic coupons. Come by today for all of your automotive needs. Online at tireworld.us.
The Daikin Fit from Precision Air for your home's heating and air system. No money down and financing starting as low as $89 a month. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Sometimes strange things can happen.
Coast to coast, all night, every night.
There's really no reason to be afraid.
On WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Welcome back. Our special birthday club winner today, winning goodies from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe, is Ida Woods. And our good neighbor of the day is Dr. Jimmy Sullivan, our good neighbor. He receives flowers from Ryan's Flowers, coffee, and gifts. Just a few minutes left in our broadcast. Our phone number is 615-893-1450. We're remembering 9/11 this morning. This is Patriots Day 2001. What were you doing in 2001? It started in this hour, earlier in this hour, 2001. Our phone number is 615-893-1450, 615-893-1450. Mayor, before we leave this morning, what is first on your agenda of things that you would like to see happening to Murfreesboro in the next, say, 10 years, things that if you were given that wonderful magic wand, if you could make it happen?
If I could wave a magic wand, I would make every road project that we have that's inside the city of Murfreesboro immediately start and finish at the same time. I mean, literally within like an hour. We tell everybody to go eat lunch, and every project's going to be finished. So, I mean, that our number one complaint that we get is how people get back and forth, you know, from place to place in this community. And 60% of our capital improvement plans or our projects that we have that we'll spend money on are all transportation related. So that would be one of my number one priorities that we'd want to have. And then at the same time, people ask me that, what's your number one priority? And I say, well, if I'm focusing on one priority, there's about six or seven that fall by the wayside. But we have to continue to try to recruit and get better paying jobs in Murfreesboro. So, you know, we don't have to worry about people driving back and forth to Davidson County, that they stay here.
Here's a text from a listener who's asking about the Rover service. Are you planning on expanding the Rover service? They said, we still have a hard time getting around on the weekends.
Yeah, we've talked about that. We talked about in our budget this year about having a pilot program to see how we can do that. But it just comes down to the ridership numbers and how much it costs us to do that. And that's, you know, Bart, the tough thing is once you enact something, it's hard to ever take that back. And, you know, once you have a service that you put in place, it's really hard to ever stop doing that. So we want to make sure, and I totally understand what the caller's saying, but we can't have a service in place that we only have 20 or 30 riders a weekend, and it costs the taxpayer a significant amount of money to do that. So we're still working through on finding a way to do that and finding the best routes that we can. So the caller, to their point, I think that's something you'll see coming in the future.
And I guess really along with that, since this listener brought that up, what about the terminal there on Bridge and West Main?
Yeah, we still have plans in place. We're trying to decide whether that's the best place to be able to put that. But that is something that we've got, received some grant money to be able to do that. So we're working through that process.
Is that city-owned land? Is that why you were looking at that?
No, it was not city-owned land at the time, no.
Okay, is it now?
No.
Oh, okay. So yeah. It's still negotiated?
Not to my knowledge, yeah. Still something we'd have to find a place exactly where to put it. You know, the price across from the gas terminal that we have is something where it was originally looked at going.
What was the thinking behind that location?
That it was centrally located, but I think one of the things that we're trying to figure out is that spot truly centrally located? I mean, back 50 years ago when the convenience center was put on West Main Street, that was out of town. And now, you know, it probably could argue having a dump in the middle of town is probably not the best thing to have. So that's what we're trying to make sure, that we're locating things in the right spot.
You're on the air with the mayor. We only have a few seconds. What is your question or thought?
Yes, hi. Good morning.
Hi.
Morning.
Yes, I have TV and computer and some watching.
Okay, I think you were calling Swap and Shop. I'm sorry, okay. That show is over right now, but we do thank you for listening. And that's going to do it for our show today. Mayor, we thank you for taking time to join us on this very important day, a day we will always remember. Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland visiting today. Have a great day. Truman's next, right here on WGNS. We'll see you tomorrow. Did you dust off that Bible at home? Did you open your eyes and hope it never happened? Close your eyes and not go to sleep. Did you notice the sunset the first time in ages? Speak to some stranger on the street. Did you lay down at night? Think of tomorrow, go out and buy.